Let's pick up Linda in New York, and she's got a question about her hormones. Are you there, Linda?
Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Okay.
So what's going on with your hormones?
This week I'm getting my hormone test results, and
okay.
I also took the estrogen 216 balance test.
Okay.
And if they're not balanced, what can I take to rebalance it?
Estro complex. Okay. But what's usually happening when you do the 216 test is you got too much 16 and not enough 2. Okay?
Okay.
And that's bad because the 16 is the dangerous form. The 2 is the beneficial form. And so the estro has all the synergists, cofactors, and transporters needed to work with the diendolmethane to convert the 16, the dangerous form, to the beneficial 2 form. Okay? And you want to take a look at a number of issues here, Linda, like whether or not there's a scar, a trauma, somewhere from the forehead all the way down to the pubic bone that might be reflexing to the ovaries or the uterus or both and sedating the normal nerve and energy flow and creating this production of the bad stuff. Okay, how old a woman are you, by the way?
Okay, I'm 54, and I've had two major abdominal surgeries, one for total hysterectomy.
Okay. So if you've had a total hysterectomy, we shouldn't find a lot of the 16 here, okay? You may find bad estrogen, but not the 16, and that's because your adrenal glands are producing keterosteroidal analogs, producing something that looks like estrogen, okay? How's that for a better way to say it?
And
they can be bad guys, but they're not super bad guys. They can't be. So I'm not going to be terribly worried about your test result unless you've been taking synthetic hormones like Premarin or something like that. You're not taking that, right? Okay, all right.
No, I'm on the rejuvenation cream.
Okay, well, that should give you plenty of progesterone, and it also gives you DHEA and pregnenolone. So I think you'll look okay there. My worry for you would be more that the scars are creating interference fields that may sedate the stomach and may be creating other problems there. So you definitely want to learn how to do the Medibody packs.
And yes, I've done a couple of them on the scars, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you want to do your hands and feet first. Make sure there's no toxic focal site between the scar and the nearest download, and then go ahead and do the site, okay?
Okay, so I wouldn't need the estro complex then?
You may, but if you do, it probably isn't going to be for the 16s so much as it would be to rebalance whatever the adrenal glands are doing. Do you get 5 hours straight sleep at night without waking to urinate or for any other reason?
Not usually, no.
Okay, then you will have hormonal imbalances because that's when the adrenals make the junky kinds of estrogen. So you need to work on that sleep. What wakes you up, urination?
Once in a while, sometimes in a very noisy atmosphere outside.
Oh, I see. Have you tried earplugs just so that you could?
Yes, they help.
Okay, well, you need 5 straight hours, even if you wake from the noise. As long as you don't raise your head above your body, you're still making adrenaline. Okay, so you can just roll over and go back to sleep, and that'll still allow you to make the good kinds of hormonal analogs, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for your call. Good luck, and I'll be interested to hear what the tests are like, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.